So this all comes from a pre-budget submission that the Chamber's organisation have submitted to the government, right? And what we're looking at is what we're asking for and what we're calling for is the government to take decisive and more long-term action. While our economy continues to grow, what we're seeing is that our critical infrastructure has not kept pace with the rapidly increasing demand. And bridging this gap is critical. And if we fail to act on this, we will risk entering a period of managed decline. So from our perspective is that the three main priorities are housing, connectivity, and energy. And when we talk about connectivity, we're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about for the northwest of Ireland, the N17, the N4, and the N15. And we haven't seen these infrastructural projects need to be included in the National Development Plan, which is being launched at the moment.
So you're talking about what steps need to be taken. Can you go into like what local steps can be taken? What can the local councillors, local county council do in order to advance our own infrastructure?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably gone past the local authority because the local authority also require the government to provide funding for the likes of the N17. And we're talking about the redevelopment of a route between Knock Airport and Coluny, which if anyone has travelled on that can see that it's not only is it unsafe, but it's also unfit for purpose. And while the local authority would have would be involved in the project itself, the government have to include that in its national development plan where funds become available for that project alone and for other infrastructural projects, which is connectivity to the northwest to the rest of the country.